Welcome back to the mini course, How to Have a Great Attitude. So I'm a golfer, and one thing you need in golf is a great attitude. Now, for Christianity, to use the metaphor of golf, for Christianity, the walk of golf is considered the walk of faith. That is, in Jesus Christ, you've been born again. You're raised from the dead in Christ Jesus. The gospel has changed your life in a sense that puts you onto the Christian playing field, to use the metaphor. But in golf, just like Christianity, just like a walk of faith, we live every day. We every day are making different shots. That is, each day we're making choices and different things confront us. And the fact is that as born-again people, we still have a sinful nature. And a lot of stuff happens. Figuratively speaking, or with the metaphor, the ball goes out of bounds. The ball goes in the water. The putt doesn't drop. And things don't always go well. And it's these times that it can be very difficult. And in golf, what I call myself when I hit it out of bounds too much is, I can't believe it. And I use things like, I'm self-loathing now. I feel so bad. And why? It's only a game. But that's how it is. Life is like that too. You know what I mean? It's like you do wrong and then you confess and do wrong again, or this happens, and or something out of your control happens. In golf, that happens so often, where you hit a wonderful shot, and there's one little branch, I mean the thinnest little branch. It doesn't go above it, it doesn't go below it, it just hits the branch, and the ball goes right down. So, how do you keep a great attitude when life is constantly coming your way? And there is a lot of life that can come our way. Everything from our own sin, to the sins of others, to spiritual warfare, to God as our Father disciplining us a little bit and keeping us humble, to the thorns in the flesh that the Apostle Paul talks about, that when we are weak, then we are strong. So here we have it, and how do we connect with a great attitude when we're just trying to go through the 9 or 18 holes and keep a great attitude despite the fact many negative things are coming? Well, in golf, you can also often become a head case where you start worrying about your next shot. Like you don't even want to take it because you're fearing everything that could happen. What works for me in golf, and metaphorically, is very helpful in keeping a great attitude, is to be a person of perspective, of keeping, stay positive by keeping perspective. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 14, I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. So the Ecclesiastes writer faced life and looked at options. And in fact, it says he denied himself no pleasure. And sometimes we wonder, why is that in the Bible? I believe it's in the Bible, inspired by the Holy Spirit to be there to help us see our frame and to not take things so seriously that our lives are caught up in those things. Now, one of the things that Professor Elzinga and I have talked about in our friendship, our Christian friendship for many years, is no matter what happens, Lord, does this really matter in 50 years? Or was this thing that happened, or this challenge, something that I can grow through and grow in? It's the perspective question. Does this really matter? Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Perspective. You're here, you are but a mist. Is whatever's happening to me in the big picture, what does it matter if two things are true for me? I know Jesus Christ. My sins are forgiven. He has poured out His Holy Spirit in me right now, in this life right now. The dead are raised. Christ Jesus rose from the dead. Those are foundational truths. You know, trust the providence of God, that God has a plan for all of this. And just to always keep in mind this truth. Back to that truth. In 30 years, will this problem or situation really make that much of a difference? You know, back to golf. You know, I think about, you know, when I play golf, I really like my game. And I just know that I have to see that, you know what? This is a complete opportunity that the Lord has given me, and it doesn't really matter. That no matter how, if I'm trying to, in golf, they have what's called like a birdie putt, and that's like doing better on one hole than ever. So will this birdie putt in the big picture of everything really matter? Is it that important? Now, it's fascinating how relaxed you can become when you just don't see it as that important. So what is important? Many things will come your way. What really is important? To have a perspective and to live a life, as 1 Peter 4 verse 8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. To get perspective is to realize that not everything is going to go your way. But as things come your way, to love deeply, to love others, and to realize that we're all in this, quote, game of life together. We all will have trials and tribulations. And some of you will have trials and tribulations that I cannot imagine. In fact, even talking about a golf metaphor could cheapen. It feels like, you don't know, Pastor, what I'm going through. It could feel like it's cheapened your journey. As, yeah, you live in this situation. You don't know my situation. You know, and you're right. But I know the principle is the same. That whatever has happened to you, to cultivate a great perspective on it, a wise perspective. You know, Viktor Frankl shared about what it was like to go through the Holocaust and to be in the camps. And he talked about how perspective made all of the difference. And he was a philosopher. So to cultivate that, is this really that important attitude, makes you get less serious about taking your life and saying that my life matters so much, and yeah, in God's eyes, your life matters enough that Jesus would die on the cross and that you are raised from the dead. But there is something about gaining perspective that changes everything for you. So have a little part of you that's like the Ecclesiastes writer, vanity, vanity. Have a little part of you that doesn't take the game too seriously. And even when negative things happen your way, have an attitude that sort of sees it in the big picture. That is a powerful way to cultivate a great attitude.